Welcome back to another episode of $3 Down, ladies and gentlemen. I need a new chair. Jesus Christ, dude. The chair I'm currently sitting in is pretty new. It's fairly new. I just got it last year for Christmas. So, I mean, I guess it has been a good bit of time, but like, Jesus Christ, dude. I honestly expected it to last a little bit longer than it has. It's got a lean to it. It leans to the right really hard, like really hard. So I have to position myself on the left side of the seat to offset the lean towards the right. It's very annoying, to be honest, dude. And it leads to a lot of cramps and a lot of pain in my left butt cheek, dude. It's a little rough. Jesus Christ. And this chair also, it has, you know how like, most chairs have that feature, like underneath the chair, there's like a little bar under there that you can push in or pull out, and it makes it so that your chair either leans back all the way or doesn't lean back. Yeah, my chair has that, but it broke. It's shot. So it always leans all the way back, no matter what, dude. So I have to always lean forward to make sure I don't accidentally fall out of my chair if I'm stretching or some nonsense, dude. It's very annoying. There's a litany of problems with this chair, unfortunately. And it's a pretty good chair. Like, I mean, the reviews on it were good, dude. It was purchased at Office Depot, and like the person who bought it for me said it had a lot of good reviews on it, dude. The recommended weight was like 300 pounds or some nonsense. And I don't weigh anywhere close to like 300 pounds, but I mean, I'm a pretty big guy. I weigh a good bit. And that's always like the first thing I check when buying a new chair. How much weight can it withstand? That's the number one thing. And it checked all the boxes needed for me to consider it an option. And it's just, I guess this is its time, dude. It's a little disheartening, though, because it hasn't even been like a full year. It hasn't even been a full year, and this chair is already it's already struggling a good bit, dude. That's the one thing. Chairs, office chairs are really, really, really hard to buy sometimes. But I mean, I guess if you want a really good one, you just gotta splurge. You just got to be willing to put down some money to get yourself a chair that's going to last you a long, long time, that is going to be comfortable, that's going to withstand your weight no matter how much you weigh, dude. You're just going to have to throw down a good bit of money. I learned that the hard way. When I was younger, good God, dude, the first chair I bought for my little setup was one of those gaming racing chairs. See, those chairs are terrible. Those are absolutely abhorrent. They're gimmicks. They're absolutely gimmick chairs. And I feel like they are created with like just moms who want to get their son, who they know games, a birthday gift or some nonsense. They don't do too much research into it. They see, oh, it's a gaming chair? He games. This is a gaming chair. Let's get him this. Not knowing that this is the worst chair ever created, dude. That was the first chair I bought. I bought a red gaming racing chair. Good God. That was the worst chair I have ever used in my life. Dude, I bought it. The material was fraying so hard, so violently. There were like red flakes all over my floor because of how badly it was being peeled off, how badly it was just chipping away. And it's not like I'm just like rubbing this thing down really hard, dude. This is like just normal, like arm resting on the armrest. It's not like I'm rubbing this thing down with sandpaper or some nonsense, dude. It was just so cheaply made. And it like broke. I'm pretty sure it broke after the second month. Like I leaned back to stretch and the chair just snapped. The chair just snapped, dude. Good Lord. That was when I was like, I think 15 or 14 or 15, one of those. And the chair just snapped when I leaned back. I was so sad because like this was a pretty big purchase for a 14-year-old me, dude. And just knowing that this thing I just spent like maybe like, I don't know, like probably like 60, 70 bucks on has just broke after like 2 months of use, that just killed me, dude. That killed me. But see, my problem was I didn't learn from my mistake. I just thought, maybe it was just this particular racing chair that was absolutely terrible. So, what did I do? I bought another one. This time it was blue, dude. It was blue. Same issues. Same issues. A completely different company, but the same issues. I will say, however, the blue one didn't fray as much as the red one did. It didn't chip away. It didn't flake away as hard as the red one did. The red one was bad. That one was bad. My floor looked like someone bled out all over it, dude. But the blue one, it frayed. It chipped. Don't get me wrong. It's still terrible, but it didn't do it as bad as the first one I got. So, I mean, I guess I did evolve as a buyer. I got a little bit better at buying chairs, I guess, if you could consider that an upgrade. But it was still fraying, dude, and it still had the same problems. This one, it didn't break due to me like leaning back too hard. This one, the problem, the main issue came in that the suspension just shot. Every time you sat down, this chair would go down, and it wouldn't come back up if you were sitting down. Well, I guess most chairs don't, but like it wouldn't come back up unless you pushed it up. If you pushed it up, you know how chairs, you got to sit up a little bit. You got to get off the chair and pull the lever for it to come up, unless you have like some like omega hyper giga chair that's like battery powered or some nonsense. But you got to sit up a little bit to do that. If you sat down in that chair while it was raised up and it went down, you had to get off the chair and push it up yourself, even though it's supposed to be like, you know, like a normal chair. Like, I don't know how it's powered. I'm not a mechanic or some nonsense. What is it, like just piston powered or some nonsense? You know how it just automatically raises up? No, it didn't do that. You had to push it up yourself. And even still, if you sat right back down on it, it would just go back down anyway. So it didn't even matter, dude. That thing was shot. Absolutely shot. So then I was like, okay, all right, this is a problem. This is an absolute issue. No more racing chairs. I have seen the error of my ways. Let us stay away from all of these racing chairs. Jesus Christ. So that was when I consulted with my mom and dad. I was like, Ma, Dad, I went through another one. Another one bites the dust, unfortunately, dude. I need some help picking out a chair. And see, he pulled up Amazon. My dad did. He pulled up Amazon. And what did he search for? He searched for office chairs, not gaming chairs, not racing chairs. He searched for office chairs, professional office chairs. That's what I should have done, dude. If you're going to get a chair, get a nice, solid office chair. I mean, I'm not saying that every single gaming chair is terrible. I'm sure there are some pretty decent ones out there, dude. But like from my experience, the ones I've used, all of them are pretty garbage, dude. Other than the looks are the only thing they have going for them, in my opinion. They look cool. They do look cool. They lure in like unsuspecting buyers, you know what I mean? They lure them in with the looks. But other than that, in terms of efficiency and utility, nah, absolutely terrible, dude. So my dad pulls up office chairs, and we're scrolling through them, and like in my mind, I'm like, God, all these chairs are ugly as hell. All these chairs look absolutely terrible, dude. I don't want this chair. I don't want these chairs. These look like chairs they would have in the council hall or some nonsense, man. What is this nonsense? But you know, that's just what you gotta do, dude. That's just what you gotta do. And I remember the first solid office chair my dad picked out and I bought. It was like from the Amazon Basics thing. It was a very nice chair, dude. Honestly, that chair that I had is better than the one I'm currently sitting in. That one was really good, dude. And that one lasted me for about 3 years? 3 years, I would say. It lasted a long time, dude. A long time. Really long time. The only reason I replaced it was because, you know, someone gifted me another chair. So I was like, okay, well, here's another chair. This one's fraying a bit. Might as well just use this new one. You serve me well, buddy, but it's time for an upgrade. Not knowing that I was actually downgrading. And I'm not trying to sound ungrateful or anything. I still very much appreciate the gift, the chair, that is. But, you know, I'm just saying how it is, man. that was a very nice chair, and honestly, I'm thinking about buying that one again because it was so good. The material was really good. It was very big too, like very tall. Like the backrest went all the way up to my head. This chair has a short backrest, so I can't really lean my head back on anything. If you look at the picture that's being shown on your screen right now, well, I guess if you're listening on like Apple Podcast or whatever, you can't really see a picture, but on YouTube, the picture, you see how that chair is, you see how low it is and how it only goes up to like maybe my shoulder. I can't rest my head on anything right there, dude. So if I want to like relax and just stare at my ceiling in disdain or some nonsense, I can't really do that without getting a neck cramp. My previous chair, it had such a high backrest that I can lean my head back on it and be comfortable. This chair does not have that. The other chair was very wide, like the seat. Seating wise, it was very wide. There was a whole bunch of wiggle room. This chair that I'm currently sitting in, a lot more narrow. This chair is just overall smaller in size, which is probably the problem I'm having with it. Maybe it's just smaller, not as, what's the word for it? Not as robust. That's it. Not as robust as the last chair. That chair that I had was huge, was very big, dude. Very big chair. And it took up a lot of space in the area I'm sitting in. It took up a lot of space, but it was a good chair. It was a very sturdy, robust chair. It only started fraying, I would say, in my third year of having it, where it started like fraying really bad. It started fraying pretty hard. Like the armrest were chipping away pretty badly. Like the seat was starting to chip away badly from wear and tear, which honestly isn't too bad. It's not too bad. Like the chair I'm sitting in right now, the armrests are starting to fray already, and I haven't even had it for a year, dude. It hasn't even been a full year. We're almost at a year, but it hasn't even been a full year. So I might just go back on Amazon and see if I can find that chair again. It was a nice chair, man. It was a very nice chair because this one, I do appreciate the jester. I do, but I mean, I'm thinking about my back here, you know, thinking about my back and my head. I've got nothing to lean my head back on. I've got no neck support, no nothing, dude. It's rough. It's very rough. Who knows? I might be able to find that chair. I do remember it was like an Amazon Basics chair, I think. Was it like Amazon Basics or Amazon Choice? I don't know. I'm pretty sure those are two different things. Amazon's Choice and Amazon Basics. Amazon Basics is like Amazon's own brand of stuff, right? Like the stuff they make. I don't think they made the chair. That's the thing. I think it was Amazon Choice. I think. And if that was the case, they chose well. They truly did. They chose well. I just can't remember the exact name of that chair, but I'm sure if I go digging on Amazon, I'm sure I could find it eventually. It shouldn't be too hard to find because it's a pretty big chair, dude. I don't know. I should be able to find it pretty well. Good Lord. But all I can say is just stay away from gaming racing chairs, dude. Stay away from them. Good Lord. Stay away from them. They're cool looking. They are. But I wouldn't recommend them as a gift to anybody. I mean, like I said before, I'm sure there are probably some good gaming chairs out there, but they're so few and far between. It's like, what's the point, dude? What's the point? And I see a lot of people always recommending those Herman Miller chairs. Apparently, Herman Miller makes really good, like, long-lasting chairs built to last, built to be robust and sturdy and withstand, good deals of weight. But the thing with Herman Miller's is that price, dude. They are expensive. And, I mean, I did say earlier, if you want a really good chair, you're probably going to have to throw some money down. You're probably going to have to splurge pretty hard. But, dude, Herman Miller, I think that's a bit more money than I'm willing to spend on a chair, to be honest, dude. If I was making a bit more money, sure. But right now, as of now, dude, I just cannot see myself throwing that much money on a chair. To be honest, man, that better be the greatest chair ever created. If I spend that much money on it, it better be the best chair on the face of the planet. And it better not ever in my life start to break down, dude. Good Lord, Jesus Christ. If I'm going to spend that much, man, Christ, dude. See, the next thing I got to try to find is a desk. I need a new desk because the desk I'm currently using, it's hardly even a desk, dude. It's just those, you know, those white tables, those white foldable tables that you would find in a function at a party or some nonsense, or like at your prom night, those big white tables. That is currently what I'm using as a desk. It's not too bad, dude, but it's like, it's so low, I can't even scoot my chair in all the way. And it's so long, it just sticks out so far into the center of the room. It's just very odd looking, but it's the only thing I have. I had a pretty nice desk, but that one broke. I had one that lasted a good bit, dude. A very long time, actually. It was pretty small, though. It was pretty small. That was when I only had one monitor to use. I only had one monitor, so I didn't really mind its small size. That desk had a little cup holder. It had like speaker stands, and it had an elevated monitor resting table, if that makes sense. Like, you had the main table, the base table that you would have like your keyboard and stuff on, and then the monitor would sit on another table that's elevated a bit more. You sat the monitor on there. It was pretty small. Looking back on it now, I still have that table. It's broken. It is broken, but it's downstairs in our little basement. I don't know why I still have it there. Maybe for sentimental value, because that was the very first like desk that I bought. That was a nice desk. I did enjoy it, but I knew it was gonna be it was gonna be booted eventually because of its small size. When I finally got the second monitor, I couldn't even fit it on the table. I had to get a little foldable like nightstand table and have it next to my desk just to have the second monitor there, because it was so small there was just no way I could fit the second monitor on there. But it was a nice table, dude. I really liked that table, but I had to retire it because it was just too small. So the next table I used was my grandma's old table, dude. We brought my grandma's old dining table. That one was bigger than that last desk I was talking about. That one, the table is a lot bigger and a lot sturdier, very robust. The problem with that one is just that the screws were very loose, like very loose. Even when you tighten it, just like moving it, as much as I moved the table around, they would loosen up really quickly, and then it would start to squeak really badly. Like any movement you did to the table would squeak so loud, dude. Like, it'd be 12 in the morning and I'm playing some games and I'm moving my mouse around pretty fast, and all you hear was squeak, 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 squeak. And I'm like, oh my God, this is a problem. The fix was to just screw the screws back on tight. But that got so annoying to do because each, you know, it has four legs, and each of those legs require two screws on it. And like multiple legs, multiple screws were getting loose. And that was just getting way too annoying to keep doing. I did not want that to become a routine. So then I decommissioned that table. That table, it's still fine. It's still functional if you don't mind squeaky tables. We still have that one in the garage as well, in the basement, whatever. And now that leads us to the table I'm currently using, which is just a white foldable function table that you will see like everywhere, dude. Every little party, every little festival, these tables are everywhere, dude. I mean, it works. It's functional, you know, it does its job as a table. But the problem is it's so low. Like I said, I can't scoot my chair in, and it's just too long. So I've been looking into getting another table. My dream table is an L-shaped table. I finally want to get an L-shaped table because from my position in my room, an L-shaped table would slot in perfectly where I am right now. It'll slot in perfectly and it'll look good. It won't look out of place or anything. I just got to like measure it properly to make sure the table won't be too big and it won't stick out too far. I've been looking on eBay, on Amazon, at Office Depot, a whole bunch of stores to see if I could find a nice L-shaped table that fits the dimensions of my room properly to make sure it doesn't look out of place or anything. Because this table I'm using right now, the white table, it's not bad. You know, it doesn't squeak or anything. It's very sturdy. It's just kind of tacky. Let's say that you come into the room and you see a dirty, stained white table, and I didn't even stain it, dude. It's just, you know, it's an old table that we had and we use for parties. It's got like old stains on it and whatnot. You just come in here and you just see this white party table sitting in my room. I'm using it as a table, dude. It just looks tacky. It's too big. It's too low. It sticks out too far into my main little area of my room, dude. Yeah, nah, it's time to retire this thing, to be honest, dude. So I've been looking into some L tables, and that's like one thing that I really, really want. I just haven't been able to find the right one, you know what I mean? Same thing, I was about to say same thing with the chair, but like, I think I'm going to try to search for that one chair I was talking about, the one really good chair, the really big chair. I'm going to try to look for that one. But I still have to continue my search for the L-shaped table because I really want one. I really want one. I think they look cool. It would fit into my room really well, considering the position I'm in right now. I think it'd be pretty cool, dude. Plus, I'd have a lot of space for my second monitor, and I could even have a lot of space for a third monitor if I decide to get one, dude. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. I really want an L-shaped table, so that's probably... who knows? I might be able to get it by my birthday. Maybe gift it to myself for my birthday if I could find one by then. Jesus Christ, I'm sure I'll be able to find one. I could give myself an L-shaped table for my birthday, dude. Jesus Christ. But that's gonna do it for me today. That is it. But before we go, we must recommend a song. We must. You know how it is. It's a staple of the podcast, dude. Let's see if we can find a good one today. Jesus Christ. Let us see. No, that's terrible. Why is that even in my playlist? Let's delete that right now. Jesus Christ, that must have been a misclick. There's no way I would have just stooped so low as to add that terrible song in here, dude. I'm not even gonna give it the decency of naming it. Jesus Christ. Let's see if we can find a song. Oh, Spotify, oh, my Spotify crashed, dude, Spotify heard me talking trash about that song, it's starting to crash, my entire playlist isn't loading anymore. Oh, there it is, okay, it's back. Jesus Christ, dude. Okay, the song we're gonna recommend on this fine day is Triumph for My Magic Steel by Rhapsody. Jesus Christ, this is a powerful song. This was the very first Rhapsody song I ever heard. This is the song that got me hooked, that got me addicted to Rhapsody. It's a very good song, dude. A very powerful, hard-hitting, just mesmerizing song. Triumph for My Magic Steel by Rhapsody. Very good song right there, dude. That's gonna do it for me today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to like this podcast, share this podcast, follow this podcast, whatever the option is, hook us up. Once this video is up on YouTube, please be sure to like and subscribe if you enjoyed, and if you want, send in a voice clip using the link provided in the description of this episode. On any podcast listening service you are using, there should be a link that'll take you to Anchor's website. You can use that site to send in a voice clip using a microphone, using your phone, whatever you got, dude, your little Bluetooth earphone. You can use whatever you want, dude. You can send in a question. You can send in a topic you want me to discuss. It doesn't matter. All I ask is that the clip be safe to have on the podcast. That's all I ask, dude. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you all later. Goodbye.